We've got a couple of Peter Pan workers here in the studio with us this evening. Sitting across from me here at the desk is Jerry Underkirker. Jerry, how are you tonight?
Just fine, Willis, and how are you?
All right. Tell us, what do you do out of Peter Pan?
I have charge of the shipping department.
And what does that mean?
Well, that means that all transports leaving from the Kalamazoo plant to our other plants in McClellan, Evergreen, Flint, Lansing, Battle Creek, Grand Rapids, all of this stuff is loaded onto transport racks and sent into the transports where it is delivered to these bakeries that we have there.
Well, how much do these big transports hold?
All of our transports hold 16 with the exception of one. 16 racks. With the exception of one, that holds 17. That is our Detroit transport.
That holds 17 of these racks?
17 of these large racks.
Well, now,
They stand about 6 feet tall, and they weigh approximately 700 pounds or thereabouts. And when they're loaded, they will go to 1,500 to 2,000 pounds each rack.
And the difference in that is the weight of the bakery products.
That all depends on what is on the rack. That is right.
And I suppose since most bakery products are rather light in weight, that means a pretty large volume of baked goods.
Oh, that is right.
Now, as I understand it, all of the sweet goods are made here at the Kalamazoo plant. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. We have sweet goods for all of the plants, and besides that, we have bread for Battle Creek, Grand Rapids, and Kalamazoo.
Well, now, just what do you mean by sweet goods?
Well, in the sweet good line, we make Long Johns, cinnamon fries, nut rolls, jelly donuts, cakes, various sizes, cupcakes, coffee cakes, cinnamon rolls, and cookies.
You know, Jerry, you're talking about all of those things reminds me of my visit out there to Peter Pan and the wonderful odors that assail the nostrils when you enter the baking part of the plant. I wonder if a fellow that's been working there, as you have, for quite a long time, if you get used to those, do you smell those odors like the rest of us do?
No, I never notice them at all. A lot of people, when they come in, the first thing they say is, my, you smell good, but we don't smell a thing.
I see.
We really get used to them.
I see. How long have you been working at Peter Pan?
Nearly 14 years.
Nearly 14 years. So you've seen this business grow from a very small thing into a pretty big business.
It's grown from one of the smallest to the largest in 15 years and still going strong.
Well, now, about this big anniversary dinner you had the other night. I hear that was quite an affair, Jerry.
Say, that was wonderful.
About how many did you have there?
We had over 400 people there, our employees and those from all over the state and several from out of state.
Any food shortages noticed there?
Not there. With turkey, ham, roast beef, and all of the trimmings.
Just a minute, Jerry. I haven't had supper. Tell me about the program.
Oh, the program was wonderful. We had singing. We had various kinds. And we had a large bingo game, and all of the members that had been there for a year or more were given pins. Mine was with 5 diamonds on the corners of each star and 1 large one in the center. It is a beautiful thing.
I hear you had some quite notable characters out there that night.
Well, we might say the upper crust was there.
The upper crust, not of the bread, but of society.
That's right.
Well, that's fine, Jerry. Tell me, where do you live here in Kalamazoo?
1415 Lee Boulevard.
And you say you've been working out Peter Pan for 14 years?
Nearly 14 years, yes,
Got
sir.
A family, Jerry?
I have the nicest family in the world. My wife, I have a son and a daughter.
Didn't you tell me that son had just come back from Germany a little while ago?
That's right.
Well, tell us about that war bride. That's what we want to hear about, Jerry.
Well, he brought us back one of the nicest girls you could ever imagine. She's a girl from Krakow, Poland, and we certainly think the world of her.
Well, that's fine. And how about your hobbies, Jerry?
Hobbies? I have hobbies as all sports, from one end to the other.
I see. You're quite a sports fan.
I love everything pertaining to sports.
You must like this football contest Peter Pan has had on WKZO then.
See, that's been very interesting, but I can't win a thing.
You haven't been lucky yet.
No, I haven't.
Well, thanks, Jerry, very much for being on our program.